Outside bathroom.
Okay. What would they have called that?
Outhouse.
Okay.
Toilet.
Okay.
Outside toilet.
It had, now how many rooms inside did it have? It had two, did you say?
It was a two-bedroom house.
Two-bedroom. Were there other rooms in it besides the bedrooms? I'm sure there were.
Yeah, living room and dining room used as both, and a large kitchen.
Okay.
But most of your farmhouses in those days had, there were large kitchens.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You mentioned the living room. Was that a place where the family kind of gathered in the evening after all the work was done?
Yeah.
Did you have a room where you would entertain guests or company, or was that the
same? No, that was it.
Okay.
In that particular. Okay. We didn't have these family rooms like they have now.
Yeah, or a fancier place like a parlor or something like that.
Yeah.
You
would... Yeah, of course they did have parlors, I guess, in the back, but we didn't have any parlor.
Okay. How was the house heated?
Wood.
Okay. Was there a stove or was there something else?
That was just stove. No.
Okay.
No fireplace.
Okay. Did you have a fireplace?
Not in that house.
Okay.
I had on the ranch that I farmed.
Okay.
And owned for, but.
Okay.
It was a cook stove and then a heating stove.
Okay. Were they the same kind or were they different?
Well, the cook stove was a whole lot different than that.
A lot bigger one.
Yeah, and flat top, you know, just like your electric stoves are now, or gas stoves, they had lids on them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some of them had they had a warming oven up above where you keep stuff warm. And then some of them had reservoir you fill this reservoir on the end with water, you know, so you'd have warm water. And if you had a good fire and burn all, you had hot water right in there,
mm-hmm.
in this reservoir, they call it.
In a reservoir, okay. And you said you burnt wood in there?
Yes.
Did you ever burn anything else? People ever burn anything else in a stove like that?
Well, we did not there. I don't think we ever burned any coal in it, of course. They do, and we did later after we went on the ranch.
After you'd burnt wood in it, did stuff drop, kind of white stuff? You want to get that?
Mark, he was worried about you, I guess.
Wanting to know if I'd made it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I just got into town, just driven over, so I actually just had time just to drive straight over here. I hadn't had a chance to go by and see him yet. But you said that stuff in the bottom was called what? In the bottom of the
ashes.
Stove?
Ashes.
Okay. And was there any kind of black stuff that would get up in the
mm-hmm.
smokestack?
Yes. Well, it's a form of creosote is what it is. It's soot.
Okay.
Used to call it soot.
Okay. And you mentioned in the ranch house that y'all lived in, that you owned and worked on. Y'all had a fireplace?
Yeah.
What did you call the thing where the smoke went out?
Chimney.
Okay. And the piece of wood or stone above the fireplace, you'd set things?
Mantle.
Okay. And was there a name for the bare place in front of the fireplace?
Where I believe hearth, uh-huh. I think. That's what it's called.
And another part of the fireplace I was kind of wondering about was sometimes people have a metal things inside the fireplace to set wood on. Did those have a name?
Yeah, I think they did, but I don't know. We never did have one in that. We built that house on Bear Creek. We lived in a cabin there for several years, just a couple of rooms. In the cabin. And then we built this new house in 1940. And it was in the contract. We were supposed to get a basket or what to hold so we could burn coal in there, you know. But as I say, it was during the beginning of the First World War, in 40, you know, as the First World War.